This is the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today is Dalen Hancock, West Texas cotton producer. We'll talk about the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol in just a minute. First off, Susan Rice, White House Domestic Policy Advisor on the Rural Partners Network.
The concept here is that we will put a point person here on the ground all the time to be your front door, to learn what is it you're trying to get done and how can Washington support you. And then that person's job will be to go back and talk to what we're calling desk officers, rural desk officers in each of 13 agencies. So instead of it being you guys have to figure out the impossible task of, you know, who do I call, what forms do I fill out, what's the deadline, how do I know if I've done it right, somebody here will be your partner and your navigator.
It's the Farm Station, all ag, all day. Joined today by Dalen Hancock. Dalen's a producer from Texas and is a grower member of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. And hey, Dalen, good opportunity for us to start with just a, I guess, an overview of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol for those who maybe have heard about it but don't really understand what it is from a producer's perspective. What can you tell us?
Well, okay. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it, especially since we're trying to do kind of a last-minute push here this month as far as sign-up. But the program was first launched in 2020, and the Trust Protocol was designed to set, you know, new standards in more sustainably grown cotton, ensuring that it contributes to the protection and, preservation of the planet, using the most sustainable and responsible techniques. And then second, the program is the only system that provides quantifiable, verifiable goals and measurements, as well as the world's first sustainable cotton fiber to offer article-level supply chain transparency. Basically, you know, we're getting to tell our story.
You know, for some producers, they might be wondering, why do we need to join this at all? We've done a pretty good job up to this point, and we'll continue to do so. So, you know, why would a producer join the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol?
Well, Tony, I'll hit a few of the kind of primary messaging points, the main points. There's a lot to unpack in it, but I'll go over those, and then also some of the secondary messaging to brands and retailers. First, you know, as the supply chain membership continues to grow, which it is growing, growers are encouraged to join the Trust Protocol to help ensure that there's enough cotton in the system to meet the growing demand. Next, a successful Trust Protocol is a good value, I think, for U.S. cotton growers and our farming operation, and it also helps to ensure a viable market for our cotton. You know, we want to make sure that mills think of us whenever we think of, you know, resourcing good cotton, quality, superior cotton. We want to be their first choice supplier. We want to think that way. We also, you know, this program can only succeed if we have producers that participate. And really, it's a small investment of our time, and our data is confidential, it's secure. It's just really something that I think is going to help us going forward in the future. Also, the program recently announced that due to the demand, the deadline for growers to enroll and complete their data entry for the 21-22 crop, past crop, that one would be extended until Saturday, I believe that's April the 30th. And then producers who enroll in the program and complete their data entry before the extended April 30th deadline, they'll be eligible for a potential redistribution, kind of farmers like think of the dividend of program revenue. There could be possibly, it looks like we're going to try to. That's the goal, is to get to where, you know, there's something that's definitely tangible in it for the producer. And that's the first step in that. Also, you know, there's a new tool this year that we're kind of about, and it's going to help assist in enrollment of growers. And what they can do is they authorize a crop, their crop consultant, if they have a crop consultant or someone, a seed company that they're buying their seed and chemicals from, if they have a crop consultant that they want to use and they authorize them to use that information, they can enter it for them. And by adding that consultant, that will really help to ensure that all of the necessary enrollment information is entered and accurate and up to date. Additionally, if growers utilize the John Deere Operations Center, it's called My John Deere, they can pre-populate up to about 40% of that data needed to complete their field print analysis through that platform. And then also to begin enrollment or finalize their data entry, growers can visit, it's real simple, just like it sounds, trustuscotton.org. And last, as far as the first primary message, if growers have any additional questioning, you know, they got questions that they want to ask, that they need help with the enrollment, it's real simple. While they're sitting at their computer or their iPad, they can also reach out to the grower help desk at, just like it sounds, growers@trustuscotton.org. That kind of be the first side of the messaging from the producer side. Now, on the secondary messaging, that is addressing our brands and retailers, you know, virtually the top 100 global brands have created lists of sustainable raw materials and publicly committed that 100% of their sourcing will come from these lists over the next 5 to 10 years. Despite its reputation for quality, talking about U.S. cotton, we risk not being included in these lists during, you know, this rigorous criteria that must be met that brands and retailers cause of consumers and what they're buying, what they're putting on the requirements to be met. So therefore, the trust protocol was designed. It's a U.S. program. It was designed to meet and exceed this criteria. Then by being part of the trust protocol, cotton growers can collectively assure that the U.S. remains a leading producer of sustainable cotton to markets around the world. The trust protocol is an industry-wide initiative to promote our cotton brands, our two brands and retailers as a sustainable fiber produced by growers that strive for continuous improvement. It's what we do every day. We're just telling our story, and this gives us a platform for that. But during the first, during the program's first year, the Trust Protocol, we welcomed, more than, I believe, about 560 brands and retailers, mills, and manufacturer members. These include brands and retailers that are very familiar to all of us, and just a small list of them, or a few of them, is like Levi Strauss and Company, Old Navy, and Gap, J. Crew, IKEA, Carhartt, Target. Those are just a few of those. So, you know, I hope that kind of addresses some of what you asked. I realize it's a little lengthy, but there's a lot to unpack there.
So the deadline's coming up. Can you walk us through the enrollment process, and when did you enroll?
Oh, sure. Well, the program, you know, was launched in 2020. And as far as kind of me, on a personal note, you know, prior to the launch of the program, I was part of the sustainability task force that was looking at how to tell our story is what it boils down to. And we wanted to have, you know, a program that was really going to be able to allow the producer to do that. And, get us unified to where we are trying to reach some of the same goals together and collectively. And so I was part of the first pilot in representing the growers from the Southwest region. And that was where I early on started seeing sustainability and what we were needing to do and giving us a platform to tell our story and really observing and seeing all around us, everybody. There's all kinds of industries that sustainability was front and center. It was just, you know, something that you knew. It's not just something that's here as a short-term deal. It's not going away, and we need to be part of it. And so that's, for me, that was the first part. You know, why you should do it, you know, or the process. Enrolling is really pretty simple and quick and easy. There's just a few steps that you need to complete the first few steps. It's pretty easy. Relatively short amount of time in the big scheme of things for, you know, you to participate. Doesn't take that long. Growers, they'll start the online enrollment process by completing the self-assessment of what they're doing. And then it will also ask you questions that we all know as producers. They're just things that are front and center. They're pretty easy. It's something you do every day. It's just part of your DNA and part of who you are as a farmer. But they also include, you know, questions about your practices in soil health, tillage operations, water use, pesticide management, among others. Growers, they benefit by receiving data that will enable them to confidently assess where they stand on key sustainability measures. And this helps drive continual improvement and better efficiency, things that we were already doing, but it gives you a platform to be able to see what other producers are doing. So therefore, you get ideas of how you may can improve and even improve your operation and be better. And then, as noted earlier, a new tool this year to assist in the enrollment is to authorize account access for your crop consultant. And he, once you do that, then he can enter your information for you. And by adding your crop consultant, they can help ensure that all the necessary enrollment information is entered and accurate. It's really not a hard process at all, but yet someone that's doing it every day and they're used to it, you know, it's going to be a lot easier to them. But even as a producer by himself, if he doesn't want to use a consultant, it's not that difficult at all. Additionally, if growers utilize the John Deere Operations Center, they can pre-populate up to about 40% of their data needed to complete their field print analysis through that platform. And then last, we want to remind growers that the deadline to enroll and complete their data entry for the 2021-22 crop was extended until this Saturday, April the 30th. We know this is a busy time for growers here in, you know, our target audience here, who I'm talking to, would be growers that are either already starting to plant or they're right on the edge of being, you know, very busy planting crops. So we know it's a busy time, but I really think it's time well spent if they'll take the time to do it.
So, Dalen, we're out of time here, but if producers want to get involved, want to find out more, can we do that online?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, all you have to do is go to that help desk that we talked about, the growers. You know, if you want to get online and see, the growers at trustuscotton.org, they can do that real simply, and that will definitely help them. I think it's a, you know, pretty simple process.
Again, U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, that deadline has been extended to Saturday, April 30th. Dalen Hancock is a producer from Texas, grower member of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
The Manitou New Ag MLT telehandlers have been tailor-made to handle the rigors of farm life. From the Agile 600 series to the Hefty 900 series, they are all named one of the most comfortable machines on the market, complete with interchangeable attachments, complete cab access, and total visibility. Manitou is the smart choice for your farm. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Dalen Hancock, West Texas producer, on today's show.
Why sorghum?
I think sorghum is a smart choice for growers because it just fits well with our limited moisture. There's a lot of improvement the last few years. It's just been a really good crop for us. It just works.
Sorghum has the ability over many crops to sit and wait on moisture, so it's a smart choice there.
Sorghum is a smart choice because it is flexible and tough. It's a good crop.
Rain or shine, sorghum is the smart choice.
Cotton growers, take out yield-robbing nematodes with an in-furrow application of Averland FC from Vive Crop Protection. A cost-effective solution, Averland FC fights early-season nematodes for healthier seedlings and stronger plant stands. Averland FC is the only abamectin product registered in-furrow for nematodes in cotton, and it's compatible with other crop inputs. To learn more, talk to your retailer or visit vivecrop.com. Averland FC is a restricted-use product. Read and follow label instructions.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Learn more about the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol online, trustuscotton.org.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. It's the Agribusiness Report.
A broad array of technical assistance is now available through a USDA offering associated with its meat and poultry processing capacity and expansion programs. Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Mei Wu, illustrates examples of this assistance.
There's some people who have never had to do a federal grant, so it might just be helping you navigate how do you get from point A to point B. It could be what are the technical capacities that you need maybe to put together a feasibility study and figure out if you have what it takes to get this off the ground. Or it could be other parts of the business plan or something else that you just need to get your project finished.
Additional resources are now available through a technical assistance network led by USDA and the Flower Hill Institute, with several partnering nonprofit organizations. With deadlines for grant and funding applications approaching, the Deputy Undersecretary advises entities considering applications and or technical assistance to learn more online at www.usda.gov/meet. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.